Never a happy topic, bedwetting is a very distressing problem for 5 to 7 million American kids. If we can't explain why some people like to pick on these kids, can we at least shed some light on what causes bedwetting? At one time, people punished bedwetters for acting badly, but today scientists believe that this condition has several physical causes. Some kids suffer from problems like infections or anatomical defects that can be easily identified and treated. Other causes are harder to pin down. One promising area of research is on the kidney hormone ADH. We all produce more ADH hormone at night. ADH signals the kidney to slow down production. This is why we don't go to the bathroom for 8 hours at night, but can never last that long between bathroom breaks during the day. Some children who wet their beds do not produce enough ADH at night. When given drugs that boost this hormone, they stop bedwetting. Finally, some kids simply have small bladders and an undeveloped nervous system. The good news is that these kids, like most bedwetters, will grow out of it as their bodies develop and mature. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian with help from John Bates in psychology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. Once again, our email address is amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.